So thanks, Mayor, for joining us here this morning. We want to talk about the city council meeting for the city of Carrington that was held last night, right, at City Hall?
Yep, that's correct. It was kind of a shorter meeting, not a lot of items on the agenda. I guess the main one on the agenda was the completion of our inert landfill, which is all west of town, about 3 or 4 miles. And that landfill is what houses all our excess lime from our water plant. In previous years, we always had the lime kind of in a pit right beside the water plant, and that probably wasn't healthy as far as, you know, an area to locate that. So we got a landfill in place, and by that, I mean close out means is that it was completed. It's pretty much about 95% done. There's a few things that the Sherman contractors need to take care of in the spring, but it's pretty well closed out, and we've hauled all the lime that was in our old landfill, or I wouldn't call it a landfill, but in the lagoon next to the water plant, that's all been hauled out of there, so it's kind of cleaned things up around the water plant.
Okay. All right, so that's all good to go. Let's just run down the agenda here under the committee reports. Talk about the fire department.
Well, the fire department was successful in landing a Bremer grant for $90,000 and also a Forest Service grant for $4,500. So those funds are being used to purchase air apparatuses for the firemen so they can get into, you know, closer to the fire and see what's going on. There's also infrared cameras, I believe 6 of those, so they can actually go in to a smoke-filled facility and they can spot the flame right away so they can get the fire out as quickly as possible. And they've actually had to, they have one on hand right now, and the other 5 are supposed to be here by the end of February. You know, but in a recent fire, Chief Ken Wong explained that they were able to get into the facility and find a fire right away and use a lot less water and cause a lot less damage and get the fire out.
Yeah, very nice tools there to have. So,
right.
All right, under the organizational committee report, talk about that.
Under organization review, we've implemented a new program where all employees will be required to take up to 6 online classes, and this is all sponsored free of charge by our North Dakota Insurance Fund, and their online class is anywhere from 15 minutes to 1 hour, and you know they encompass things like bullying in the workplace, workplace ergonomics, sexual harassment in the workplace, discrimination, just to make all of us as city employees aware of our surroundings and how we act and how we react to others. So we believe that's going to be a good program. We've added that to our personnel policy.
That starts 2019 then, right?
This year? That's okay. Correct. It'll start now in January.
Okay, sounds good. Under the JDA, the old CHS elevator, that's still being discussed, right?
Right, we're still looking under. Well, of course, we applied for what's called the Governor's Main Street Initiative. We applied for a grant, and that's more for developing new activity, not for probably taking down buildings. But we're still investigating all kinds of avenues that we can go through and working with the owner, Donnie Tice, to figure out how we can get that building removed from the premises here on the west side of Main Street. It's you know, it's kind of dilapidated and it's somewhat of a hazard, and it's been on the radar for many years, and we've just had a difficulty figuring out how to fund this thing and how to get it taken down. And so we continue to work on that and really have no, you know, answers right today, but we'll continue to work on it.
Okay, sounds good. Airport committee, new hangar out there, right?
Right, the new hangar is completed, and I believe that was completed and closed out with Interstate Engineering and the contractor, so it'll be rented out, and there was a waiting list of individuals with planes that'll be renting the new hangar, so that's a good addition to our airport.
Okay, awesome. Let's see, under the police, Carrington City of Police, now Chief Fabeck officially has resigned, correct?
That is correct. Okay. Chief Fabeck, Chris had a 30-day leave without pay program due to family health issues out in Pennsylvania. And after getting out there and investigating it some more, he found that the treatments for a family member would be extended. So he regretfully sent his resignation in, and that was effective towards about the end of December. So since that time, Sergeant Nathan Cruz has stepped up to be the interim chief of police. And right now we have ads posted throughout the state looking for, you know, people can apply for the position. And that position is open until the end of January, which time we intend to interview and fill the position.
Now you're getting help too currently to help fill
right,
the void.
Right now, because you know 24/7 police service in Carrington requires more like 5 officers, and with Chris leaving, we're back down to 4. So we're getting help from Harvey. You know, they come in part time on weekends and different things. So we've got a couple officers from Harvey that are helping fill in, and Nathan's setting up the schedule, and Nathan's, you know, spending some additional time as acting chief. So we really appreciate Nathan stepping forward to take this.
All right, awesome. Let's see, Public Works. Not much snow removal so far, right? But that could change. I guess we don't know. But
if you're the weatherman, just keep the snow away, Greg, and we'll be fine.
Right.
Yeah, it's always good to go through a winter without a lot of snow removal, because snow removal is just an expense and kind of a pain to everybody to travel around the city. So I guess the one major event that we did have was right at Christmas time, and I guess we got that worked through, or actually Mother Nature helped melt some of it. The equipment's all ready to go, and it sounds like the forecast there could be some snow coming. I guess what the guys are doing now is they're painting the inside of the shop and, of course, keeping the equipment up to date. The other good thing about a mild winter, we haven't had a lot of water breaks, so you know normally you can expect when it gets to be 20 below, you always have a 2 or 3 water breaks, and we haven't had any water breaks, so Public Works is, things are going good there.
Okay. Sounds good. We're talking this morning with Mayor Tom Erdman for the city of Carrington. Mayor, anything else this morning you want to go over on the agenda or anything this morning?
Well, I'd just like to reiterate the fact that we have a new item on the agenda that we allow anybody from the public to come right away at the beginning of the meeting, and if they want to express any views or ask any questions of the councilor or myself, that they have up to 15 minutes at the very beginning of a council meeting. So if anyone has some concerns, please feel free to come to a council meeting. We'll listen to you, and we'll get back to you with your concerns if you have any. And we just want to be open and responsive to the public. That's what our goal is.
Now, do you have to get approval beforehand? Can you just show up? Or
no, okay. You could just show up. Like it says on the agenda, just we start out with just roll call, and then the next item on the agenda is concerned citizens or whatever you want to call yourself. I mean, whether you're... If you want to just come and voice your opinion or do whatever you want to do to talk about or have questions about what's happening in the city, you're welcome to do that. It's limited to 15 minutes, and we most likely won't react to your comments or right at that point in time, but we'll take them under consideration and get back to the people. So, and then you're welcome to leave. You don't have to stay through the whole council meeting.
Okay, awesome. Sounds great. And that next meeting is scheduled for Monday, February 11th at 7:30, correct?
That's correct.
So we'll plan to have you on that following morning. That'd be okay again?
That'll be good, Greg.